You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
I'm Dan Dawson at Alexandra Palace for the William Hill World Darts Championship, where three of the world's top nine players move safely through their first round ties on the seventh day of action. World number six James Wade, proudly sporting some pretty dazzling red trousers, was very efficient for the first two sets against Belgium's Ronnie Huybrechts and took out a brilliant 141 checkout to seal a 3-0 victory. The seven-time major winner celebrated it wildly and says it shows just how much this tournament means to him.
What bothers me is I haven't won it, and it's only been this year that I've bothered about it. You know, I may lose the next round, you know.
Are you feeling better about your game now than, say, a year ago, 2 years ago,
I'm feeling better about my game than I've done for 5 years, so. But the talk is cheap.
It was more lacklustre stuff from Austria's Mensur Suljovic, who was nowhere near his best against Rom the Bomb Muhlenkamp. The Dutchman looked increasingly fed up after missing a dart for the first set and never recovered, going down 3-0. It was also a straight sets win for three-time major champion Robert Thornton against another Austrian, Zoran Lerchbacher. The Thorn was knocked out in round one of this William Hill World Championship last year and has struggled of late, but says this is a perfect opportunity to turn things around.
I lost the hunger for the game for a while. I've had a hard couple of years. Everybody knows, you know, my mum passing away, and I found that hard to deal with. But I felt the electricity when I got here, and I've got the fight back. I've got the bug back. I'm going to keep playing.
Thursday night sees the conclusion of the first round with four more games on the way. It includes possibly the standout tie of the round on paper as Kim Huybrechts, Ronnie's younger brother, takes on former BDO number one, James Wilson. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Well, Simon Whitlock's the first man to hit a 170 in the tournament. And William Hill are giving you money back as a free bet if there's a 170 hit in that match. Well, it's day eight here at the William Hill World Darts Championships at Alexandra Palace, and it's last night of the first round. The first match up, Jalle Klassen takes on the young man, Jeffrey de Graaf. Now, Jalle Klassen made the semi-finals here last year, losing to Gary Anderson, and then has had a real good year. De Graaf, one of the young stars coming out of Holland. He really is a good player. However, I've got to go with Klassen all the way, and I'm going for the William Hill treble. Well, the next matchup is Vincent van der Voort. He takes on the young German star, Max Hopp. Now, a few years ago, it would have definitely been van der Voort. However, he's not had the best of years, and the young man Hopp has. It's going to be a close game. It really is a hard one to call. But the bet for me is over 16.5 legs. That's the one in this match. Well, Dave Chisnell takes on Raulby John Rodriguez in the next match. Chisnell, one of the big stars of the game. Hits a lot of 180s and 140s. The young Austrian is a star of the future. However, beating Chisnell on this big stage, I think it's a little bit too soon for him. So it's Chisnell all the way on the William Hill treble.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.